Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That number is 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we're talking about ways that people can be more productive according to ancient philosophers. And a lot of these are just common sense ideas that most people probably have never stopped to think about, like eliminating distractions.
Well, that's it. These aren't common sense ideas. By definition, they're not common.
But right? They should be.
They seem
the problem
like
is people are stupid, so they're not common.
I would like to say they're ignorant. I don't like to say that people are stupid. I mean, these things do have to be taught. You know, by default, people seek pleasure, and they want to avoid pain, but they're not so good at figuring out that doing certain things now could give them more pleasure in the long run. You know, they see the immediacy.
Humans are very short-sighted, yes. Increasingly, because they're not being taught that, you know, it pays off to invest in something, to invest time and energy into learning a skill so that you can be happier later.
And let us remember that there are a lot of very powerful people out there, and I'm not just talking about the technocrats out there, but I'm talking about businesses and whatnot. They don't want this type of knowledge out there.
No,
they don't want you working for yourself. They don't want you making your own, growing your own food. They want you going to their stores. They want you, you know, using their product because it makes them money and it gives them power. So, I mean, this is not knowledge that you would actually, that they would want out there. This is not something you're going to find taught in schools unless it's, you know, buried in a text somewhere with, you know, a dusty text.
Well, I can be more productive by buying their products instead of growing the food myself.
This is true. You have to decide, and this is where I, you know, am constantly questioning what I do as the frugalist that I am, is, you know, what I actually, this is why I time everything. This is why I count pennies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just made my own soap. This stuff is good stuff. But what did I actually spend on materials? How much time?
Yeah.
You know, so when you add all that up at the end of the process, it's like, all right, did I actually save money? And actually, a lot of the things I do, like for example, I make my own wine.
Mm-hmm.
People ask me,
they always ask
me what I'm drinking. And I save a lot of money making my own wine. A lot.
Absolutely.
Now, beer, you can really go to town and start these crafts, these little micro guys that do their own thing in their garages.
Mm-hmm.
They can spend a lot of money buying very expensive materials and equipment and stuff, and I don't go that route. So that is where I've decided there's a line. There's a level that I'm not going to go past unless I'm trying to, you know, unless it's about being a lot of these guys that make their own beer that is their goal in life.
See, but you're motivated by saving money. I mean, that's the part of this that motivates you. For me, it's about being productive.
I'm motivated. My motivation is cutting out the middleman and being sufficient, being self-sufficient, not about, and saving money just comes with that. But I'm more interested in being self-sufficient.
I would rather,
and that's a goal.
That's one of my biggest goals in life.
Yeah.
I would rather buy a box of wine and just drink it while I work on my campaign or something.
But y'all have different goals
for sure
in life, and that's okay.
It is.
That's what makes life interesting, is everybody can do it differently. And so to pick up on this list at getpocket.com on the seven lessons.
I admire your goals, and I wish I could say that I shared them because, I mean, they're good. That's good. I wish I could be self-sufficient. But it's at odds with too many other things that I want to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta draw the line, like I said.
I'm the same way.
There are other things. You two guys in particular are doing a whole bunch of stuff that I'm not doing that I've decided that I've done podcasts,
I've
done radio shows, and
you've run for political office, you've done
TV shows and stuff, and run for office at all. And I just decided, no, it's I'm just busting my head up against a brick wall when it comes to that kind of thing. There are things that I can do really well that.
That you can control.
That I can control on a daily basis.
And you are doing a radio show right now, still.
Yeah. Well, I just let Ian know that, sorry guys, all my fans, I got to take the season off. My workload
It's holidays.
It's holidays.
Post office.
Q4.
They're going to slam you.
We're getting slammed. We're getting butt slammed for sure.
Are they hiring more people? Because the number of package online shopping that's going to be done this year is going to be astronomically higher than in any previous year.
That is a good question. The hiring process at the post office is so crazy weird. I don't even know what's going on. I talk to the UPS and the FedEx guys all the time because they're getting butt slammed too.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we're hiring, but the process is weird. And you just got to get on their websites and you just got to look it up. I think that yes, but what I do is not an easy job. For me, it's easy.
Well, sure.
But most people can't do it. And I know this because I watch the guys that come in. I've seen dudes. We found it. One of the last guys, we found him crying on the side of the road.
Wow.
I'm not exaggerating. He was actually crying, because it's just it's a different kind of work where you got to be able to turn your inner Rain Man on.
Mm.
You got to Aussie out when it comes to casing mail. But then you got to go out into the rain and the weather, and you got to be able to drive your own vehicle. It's a lot of people can't do it. It's a rough job.
So recap: don't try to do more. Number one, two, complete 3 to 4 important tasks each day. 3, enjoy doing the work. 4, eliminate distractions. 5, the last one we were discussing was keep your ego in check. Where they say, don't hate yourself, don't blame yourself excessively for the things that go wrong. It's easy to do that, right?
Sure.
Like I'll do it when I don't get up on time. Like, oh, I'm a loser, and then I'll like realize, you know what? I just need to get to work.
don't you have a mean inner monologue or something?
I mean, when I don't wake up on time, yeah, I beat myself up a little bit. But it's saying, you know, don't do that to yourself. But also don't celebrate excessively the things you get right. You know, there's no point in doing that. So just move on to the next things. And that brings us to number 6. Keep moving forward. Quote from Confucius. He said, quote, "It does not matter how slowly you go as long as you do not stop."
Hmm.
Unquote. One unproductive day can destroy your whole momentum, and it can set you back months. Never underestimate how difficult it is to live a productive life, and realize that most people in your environment will not understand you. What does one more drink hurt? Well, could be a lot. Even when you're resting, do something little that brings you closer to your goals. Read a book, go to the gym, write in your journal. No matter how small your effort, keep moving and stop for nothing.
I can't agree with that. Even when you're resting, do something little that brings you closer to your goals. I mean, you have to take time to actually just rest.
I agree with that.
You have to put everything down and just relax occasionally.
Although,
I'm intending to do that later tonight.
Or you'll burn out.
Yeah. And that's the old rule of all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. It's there's nothing wrong with taking a day. Right.
Sure.
And I don't agree with them that one day of, you know, lack of productivity is going to set you back months. That's ridiculous.
And this is his interpretation of that quote as well.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So he's decided that is not a good thing to do. But
I did the same thing this weekend. I took a whole day out, you know, basically for myself and didn't get any of my goals completed. But that's okay because, you know, the other 29 or 30 days this month, I will be doing things. And so you just have to have the perspective on, you know, when is it okay to just take a break. And
I'm in about 4 months now without a single day of just, like, relaxing and doing nothing. I almost took one today and called out from the show, but, you know, I'm probably not going to be here next Tuesday. So
okay.
I'll just be here tonight then, and that makes more sense. And I can just take next Tuesday off and actually get a day.
And planning it's a good idea, too, to put it
sure.
as something you're deliberately doing, not just like you wake up and you're like, I don't want to do anything today, but to say, okay, this is my day to just relax, watch a horror movie.
Good point.
Take it easy. And then it's a goal that you've reached, and then that is your own bit of a celebration with yourself. Number 7, rely on a system. Great acts, this is a quote from Lao Tzu, great acts are made up of small deeds. Whether we realize it or not, everything we do is part of a system. The first thing you do when you wake up, what you do when you start working, how much you work, where you work, what you eat, whether you work out or not, and so forth. All your small actions combined form your system for living. And that leads to the big outcomes in life. More happiness, fulfillment, and better health, wealth. It's all a result of your system. So if you don't have a productivity system, create one. Like Lao Tzu says, think about the small actions. Like everything in life, small things lead to big things. It's up to you to decide what big things you will get. Will you get a good or bad outcome? The latter requires wasting your time. The former requires productive action every day. What will it be? It's up to you.
I would definitely suggest people rely on a system. That there are all kinds of things you can do to help keep track of things. You were talking about Workflowy earlier. There's also Calendly and all sorts of awesome things
Calendly.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are all sorts of bits of technology out there that people use to help themselves stay on track. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than a billion won. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you have wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can start earning Divi right now. Well, Ian here actually set up a Divi masternode, says it was super easy and that staking was even easier. We're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there is a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. And as we were talking about earlier, a lot of people don't actually think about what it is they want out of life. They just assume they want a family and a house, and then they become depressed. Well, our good friends at the government have a solution to that.
Well, I think that the government might get their hands on this in one day, but this is just a study from the Sussex Medical School, published in the British Journal of Psychiatry.
And their solution to deal with the misery out there that you know people are enveloped in is to put lithium in the drinking water.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the Unabomber told us they would ultimately attempt to do.
Or like and Alice Huxley told us in Brave New World, putting Soma in the pills that they took to escape their daily monotonous lives, mm-hmm. and it seemed to work in that book as well. So it's been predicted by a lot of people.
Sure.
But I knew...
And I definitely don't want to, you know, say that the Unabomber was, you know, right in general. He had a point on occasion.
I think he had a lot of points. And I think that some of them are coming true, like social media and the new woke culture that we're entering into. People we were talking about the ego in the last segment about the constant awareness of how many clicks they got that day. And if they didn't, you know, what they would have to do the next day to get those clicks that they, because that talking about goal setting. That's some people's goals.
To get more clicks.
To get more clicks.
Well, before we get into the lithium story, let's go to the phones. We've got Glenn calling from Pennsylvania. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you. That was quick. I just wanted to mention a piece of news I think is important. I usually keep track of what the government spending, the GNP ratio is. And right now it's at an all-time high of over 50%, meaning the government's spending half of everything that's produced in the reported economy right now, the U.S. government.
Well, that doesn't include the government deficit, which is, I believe, or the debt. I believe the government debt is now greater than, or is expected to be shortly, greater than the entire GDP of the United States.
Yeah, it's like 120-some right now. If you go to usdebtclock.org, it has a lot of information there.
Yep. Yeah, that website is terrifying, too, for anyone who understands anything about what those numbers are.
Yeah. And I'm just surprised that this is not reported in the news. Everybody wants some free stuff, I guess, but they don't want the bill's going to be coming for all this free stuff.
Well, some of this is being reported. I mean, we've talked about it here on Free Talk Live, and it's been in the mainstream media, but the average person doesn't pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Glenn, thank you so much for the call. I mean, yeah, the average person is more interested in, you know, watching television and paying attention to Facebook or Twitter or whatever than they are to something as esoteric to them as a $24 trillion government debt.
Well, and it's $27 trillion now, but...
Jesus, already.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a banner year for adding to the debt. But you know, you can't blame somebody for not wanting to care about something that they ultimately don't really have any control over. I mean, what are you going to do? Vote?
Use Bitcoin.
Okay, yes. That's a solution to protect your own self from the ravages of inflation, which are coming and continue to come. So that's good advice.
I don't think it's desire for Bitcoin that has got it up to about $12,000 right now. I think it's the collapse of the USD or the downward trend of the USD.
Well, I did see a headline recently, I think it was just a couple days ago, that 7% of Americans apparently have some Bitcoin or have purchased Bitcoin at some point in their lives. I consider that a pretty good number.
Pretty good.
I would
7%.
Agree. That's crossing into the, I mean, once we hit the the 10 to 15%. And people have to realize, you know, the $12,000 Bitcoin, everyone's like, oh, I missed the vote on Bitcoin. Mm-mm-mm. Look, we're only at 7% adoption in the United States, okay? Yeah. You haven't missed anything.
Nope.
You're still capable of getting on the boat.
Yeah, and wait until the Federal Reserve, with cooperation from the U.S. government, unrolls their digital currency.
Have they even talked about that in any significant way yet?
There is a bill that is currently being worked on, the Banking for All Act.
Okay.
They are, yes, this, and it's not going to be this year, it'll be, I think, is 2023.
Will it protect my banking accounts from being shut down for selling Bitcoin?
I think you're going to have a much harder time dealing with this new digital currency than you are currently.
Then it's not banking for all, is it?
Well,
no, of course not. In the same way that the Patriot Act is not patriotic. Or
but
whatever,
I do
right?
believe that if this is going to... Like, a lot of people still don't use digital currency. Like a lot of people.
Sure.
Most people do use
they might digital currency. Well, they might have some, but they don't actually use it. Wait until everything...
Are you talking about like credit cards and things like that when you say digital currency?
I am. I think he's not.
All right. Well, if you could go that route, then yes, a lot of people, I would say at least half of the population, do use a digital form of currency, but it's not
because there's I think 7% or so.
But it's still backed up by paper. I'm talking about mm-hmm. Banking for All is going to be there won't be paper anymore. It'll be straight up. Mm-hmm. Everything is right. All the ones and zeros are on your app.
Yeah, it's actually from what I haven't read the Banking for All details, but the proposals for the central bank digital currencies, as they're being called, CBDCs, basically it almost sounds like it would eliminate the banks because everyone would have an account directly with the Federal Reserve.
And the question is, why aren't all the big banks? Why isn't Chase and all these others coming out in opposition to this? Why aren't we seeing any backlash?
I'm sure they will.
Unless they know that
the act has no chance of passing.
That there is that possibility, mm-hmm. or the banks know that they're going to somehow win with this. Because this is part of the Banking for All is to make all of the banks basically accept this and use this.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big problem. Oh, and by the way, the post office is part of it too. We're gonna become the hubs where people come and get their wallets, their digital wallets.
In case you needed longer lines.
Yeah, this has terrible idea written all over it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, what do you do when the deficit is where it's at? I mean, what do you do when they can't really print money? It really boils down to the interest rate. You can't go below zero. So,
I think they can, actually. Didn't the price of oil go below zero at one point, and they were actually paying people to take oil off their hands?
Yeah, I thought that was because they had ships just out there floating around in the sea in the Gulf. And
but it doesn't matter what their reason is. I mean, they were literally paying people to take oil.
Yeah, they couldn't store it all, so they had to pay people to get rid of it because they keep pumping it out of the ground at a certain rate, and they can't slow it below a certain rate.
Hey, if I could refinance my house right now and get a negative number and negative interest rate,
uh-huh.
I'd jump all over
it. Where they pay you to take a loan?
Yeah, exactly. But I haven't seen it available to me.
I don't think it's happened yet, but it's certainly possible. Paying people to take money, that's how you really drive inflation through the roof. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in free of interest.
On a multidimensional probe, the Cisgov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Cisgov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th wherever books are sold. Visit BayBooks@Bay.com for more.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court nomination of federal judge Amy Coney Barrett will get a vote on the Senate floor next Monday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed the scheduling of the vote, saying it will be a chance to put another judge in position who will follow the law.
With regard to the Supreme Court justices, I think you've already written, we'll be voting to confirm Justice to be Barrett next Monday. And I think that will be another signature accomplishment in our effort to put on the courts, the federal courts, men and women who believe in the quaint notion that maybe the job of the judge is to actually follow the law.
Russia says it's willing to come to an agreement on extending a nuclear arms treaty with the United States. In a statement Tuesday, Russia agreed to extend the expiring New START treaty for 1 year and is ready to freeze the number of nuclear warheads in its arsenal, given the U.S. doesn't make any further demands. This is USA Radio News. The White House is accusing the Commission on Presidential Debates of staging Thursday's presidential debate for former Vice President Joe Biden after they announced that the candidates' mics would be muted during portions of the debate. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News that it's obvious the Commission is not bipartisan.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this.
Ireland is moving to its highest level of lockdown to try to control a surge of coronavirus cases. The Irish government announced some of the strictest measures in Europe on Monday to last for the next 6 weeks. People are being told not to travel more than 3 miles from home, non-essential retail will be shuttered, and bars and restaurants will be restricted to takeout or delivery only. Ireland has seen around 1,300 new COVID cases a day for the last 2 weeks, with hospitalizations for the virus doubling over the same period. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And again, you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. And man, are they fast.
Zoom fast. Yeah, super fast.
Lately, it has been slightly slower as I use Bitcoin Cash, and that my phone actually pops up the notification that it was successful before their device pops up that it was paid. But I mean, it's like a fraction of a second difference. I mean, it's so freaking fast now. And it's even faster if you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or the Dash Wallet. The experience is smooth. Some wallets, however, aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. So visit anypayinc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at anypayinc.com. That's anypayinc.com/upgrade because the Edge wallet, you don't have to do anything. Just they enter the amount that you want to pay, and you just choose whichever crypto you want to use, and you just scan the code, and that's it. You're done.
I don't think it could be any easier. I mean, it
couldn't
so
possibly easier than it is right now.
But if you don't have the right wallet, then it isn't going to work at all. So that's why these other wallet companies need to get contacted. This is one of the challenges of decentralization, right? It's like not all the wallet companies do the same things in the same order. They're not all working together. And so AnyPay came out with this amazing technology, and now we need to let these guys know, hey, this exists, and your wallet's not working with it, so you got to fix it, please. Yep. Otherwise, people are going to leave these wallets, and they're going to go to better wallets like Edge.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about lithium in the water, but I forgot I had this pulled up, and it's more pertinent to what we were discussing earlier. I'd like to get into it first. Anything worth doing is worth doing badly,
no.
says a different opinion. I mean,
he's going to have to be really persuasive on this one, because initially I'm bristling at that statement.
Yeah, I am too, man. One of my favorite quotes is...
Who is this?
This is coming to us from Kami Ostman, and she's quoting G.K. Chesterton, who said, "Anything worth doing is worth doing badly." He was a Christian philosopher who argued that most of what must be done to make the world go round is done by the average Joe who does not do it perfectly or sometimes even well. Well, that's true, and that's why the world is falling apart at the seams, I would suggest. If you're happy with the state of the world, then sure, continue half-assing everything. But I can't imagine too many people are happy. For reasons that may be obvious to those who know me, I love this sentiment. Like many of you, I exited my childhood as a perfectionist, afraid of making mistakes, and determined to do everything I undertook as flawlessly as I could.
Okay, well, that's your problem right there.
It's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah, and it's okay to not do something perfectly. But to say that it's okay to do something badly, as though you should just accept failure, because bad suggests you haven't even done an average job, right? Like, you're doing a piss-poor job. That's different than saying, oh, I haven't gotten to perfection yet, so I need to keep going forever until I get to perfection. You'll never get there. The old saying, I think, is the perfect is the enemy of the complete. At some point, you just have to be able to say, it's good enough.
Do well, but not perfect.
Yeah. Finish it. Finish the job. It doesn't have to be perfect for it to be finished. But to say that to do something badly, no.
I approached college with a soul-killing effort that left me exhausted, albeit graduating with honors, and in my first marriage, I was guided by religious ideas about gender roles that sucked me, and I dare say, my ex-husband, dry after a decade.
I guess she was a housewife. That was her.
Oh, man. I was just trying hard not to crack any jokes. It was an unlikely teacher, the marathon. What marathon?
Running. She took up running.
Okay. That taught me, once and for all, to dispense with perfectionism. You see, I don't come from a family of athletes, and my family all have eschewed regular exercise. Even in my own generation, there are very few who played soccer or softball. We just aren't an athletic clan. God, she is terrible. Can she get to her point? But in her first year at community college, she took a dance aerobics class and learned that she enjoyed moving her body. And then in her mid-30s, a friend challenged her to train for a marathon. She goes on, "I took the challenge and quickly discovered that my body was not built for running. I slogged along on my training runs, barely managing the effort it took to build up my miles. Even now, after nearly a decade of marathoning, I'm no faster than when I was when I trained for my first 26.2 race." So this suggests that, okay, you are probably not suited for running and should find something else to do that you're better suited for. "Unlike in my education, pure will and effort have not made me better at running. I do not run because I'm good at it. I run because of what I get out of it. I get exercise, but I also get time to meditate, a way to challenge myself, a clear, deep breath during stressful times, and a regular reminder that perfection is overrated." All of which she could get in other ways as well.
Well, look, she's getting something out of it. You don't have to always be improving your times in order to benefit from physical activity, right? So, with the right circumstances, I can see what she's saying here.
Not everything is a competition, though.
Right, and you don't have to compete with yourself either. So, in her case, to get out there and to complete the marathon is the important goal, not to beat everybody else's time. Marathons aren't generally considered a race, I don't think, by most of the participants within them, because most of them know they're not going to finish first, second, or third. But can you finish is the question. These are, 26.2 miles, I believe, is the marathon length?
26.2.
That is an incredibly long time to be running. If you can complete
26.2 miles.
Yeah.
I have better things to do with my time.
I agree with you as well. I think it's excessive, but, we had a former co-host here who did a lot of these things. He became kind of a marathon addict, basically. Went around, and it was his new hobby. And you know what?
Sure, that's fine.
It's a hobby that dropped 150 pounds off of him. So it was a success. Even if he didn't finish in the top 10, just completing the marathon puts you in like the top 1% probably of all the people on the planet. You know?
Excellent point.
So,
but even then, that doesn't necessarily have to be your goal. It's not to be the top 1% in the planet. It's just you achieved this goal that you set.
Right. That is the goal, is to complete the marathon. That doesn't mean that you've done a poor job. And again, she's suggesting in the title that it's okay to just do something poorly.
And that, if you're finishing it, that's you're not incredible. Doing it poorly.
Right. That's an incredible accomplishment.
So I think this clickbait for
sure.
Yeah, I totally think that once we get to the end of this article, we're going to find that she is saying something different.
I think so.
Because just the act of completing the marathon is something that most human beings can't do, period.
I suppose running a marathon badly would be like riding a bike during part of it, or just like stopping and not finishing it.
Well, I mean,
not finishing is the only way to fail at a marathon.
Yeah, but my point is, even if she is the last person mm-hmm. across the finish line, she is still in the top 99 percentile of the human race.
Absolutely.
They can't run a marathon, period.
You mean the top one? She's out of that 99%. She's in the 1%.
Yeah. In this life, we sometimes do what we do because we do it well. Other times, we partake in an activity or engage in a task because it is worth doing. None of us is perfect at marriage, parenting, work, friendship, or any number of things. Some days, if we are honest, we will admit that we aren't even good at whatever we're doing. But does that mean we close up shop and quit? Well, no. We try to improve if we need to improve in order to complete the task, but otherwise we just complete the task. I dare say most of us live with the paradox of working toward excellence while making do with good enough. Perfectionism, that pesky drive. So this is just a perfectionist who is no longer a perfectionist, and that's good.
And that is good, and that is an important lesson to learn. And maybe she didn't write the headline, you know, because I'm not hearing a whole lot.
Well, she said she loved the quote, so.
What was the quote? Can you bring it back?
Whatever is anything worth doing is worth doing badly. That is the quote.
Terrible quote.
And she says it's her favorite quote from the guy who made it. Think about this. What do you enjoy but happen to do badly? Whatever it is, I encourage you to do it regularly. Yes, because that's
practice. If you enjoy it, okay, sure.
That's practice, and you become better at it mm-hmm. by practicing. I recommend a weekly night of karaoke if you love to sing but can't carry a tune. All of these are good advice, but it's all about, you know, building a skill. And I would certainly suggest to this person that she has indeed built a skill by running marathons, by getting herself to the point where she can complete a marathon. She has improved a skill. She has gotten better at running marathons. She's not doing them badly. 855-453.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is snapmedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. To make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And are you depressed and maybe you don't want to start running marathons to handle your depression? Maybe you don't find running to be effective. Maybe you don't find, you know, watching television to be effective. Well, don't worry. We have the solution for you. Just put some lithium in your drinking water.
Oh, yeah. This article coming from Vice.com. A new study published in the British Journal of Psychiatry finds a link between lithium in drinking water and lower suicide levels. Maybe they have.
So people are so miserable that they're killing themselves, and instead of offering ways they may fix the circumstances of their lives, we're like, hey, we'll just drug you with some lithium.
Correct. Instead of looking for proper solutions, actually finding out why you are suicidal, they're just going to cover it up with a Band-Aid called lithium. Maybe they had the right idea putting lithium in 7-Up when it was first sold in 1929.
Really?
I was not aware of this, but according to this article and according to the wiki, that's what it originally had in it. And by the way, Coca-Cola had Coke in it.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
I've always heard that. I don't know if it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Nice.
Because in an era of rising suicide rates, especially among young people, a new study from the Brighton and Sussex Medical School, published in the British Journal of Psychiatry, has found a strong link between geographical areas with high levels of lithium in public drinking water and lower suicide rates. In a press release from the Brighton and Sussex Medical School,
correlation is not causation.
Correct. The study's lead author, Professor Anjum Mimim, said, "It is promising that a higher levels of trace lithium in drinking water may exert an anti-suicidal effect and have the potential to improve community mental health."
But they're not improving mental health.
They're covering it up.
Yes.
You're living a lie.
If you want to improve people's mental health, you have to give them ways to actually do that.
Well,
you have to teach them to analyze their problems, what is making them unhappy, and take direct action to fix those things.
But like I said earlier, the powers that be don't want that. They want desk monkeys. They want people buying their product. And this, I can see these people selling lithium to the drinking water. I can see them making a lot of money. Enter fluoride, of course.
Side effects of lithium could include headache, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea, dizziness or drowsiness, change in appetite, hand tremors, dry mouth.
Can you read it really quickly like one of those medicine ads?
Increased thirst, increased urination, thinning hair, hair loss, acne like rash. Those all sound like wonderful things that would really make me want to keep living.
Not to mention, you're still living that life that made you suicidal in the first place. You're just covering it up. So you're living with that that bad blood we were talking about. So it's still there. The problem is still there, but you're just covering it up with this nonsense.
Now, noted, this is probably on like normal doses of lithium, not very light doses, but it's still something that I would rather not have in my diet if I, you know, could choose not to.
Yeah.
I would agree. Not knowing much about it, I just that list of sound effects, it sounds worse to me than any risk I might have of committing suicide due to depression. These things are no longer an issue to me because I dealt with the depression.
Correct. Part funded by King's College London, the study is a meta-analysis of 3 decades of research in Austria, Greece, Italy, Lithuania, UK, Japan, and the USA. It concludes that lithium's protective abilities could be further tested by randomized community trials of lithium supplementation of the water supply in communities with high prevalence of mental health conditions and risk of suicide.
So, like, veteran communities?
I guess there's probably a chart out there, some data that says that, you know, which communities are more likely to commit suicide than others. I know there's an age. Young people have a high tendency to commit suicide.
Well, right? So do trans people. So there's one community. But, yeah. I mean, it's not like there's an actual town full of trans
people.
Right,
or you can just drop it in the central water supply.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, and who gets to decide?
Good question.
And who gets to say no to this?
Exactly.
Because I would say no to this.
I'm not interested in playing with this.
Who gets to decide no against putting fluoride in the water?
I do by not drinking it.
You have to drink water eventually, or you'll die.
If you're buying water from the store, you're probably drinking fluoridated water.
Do the filters take fluoride out?
I don't think they do a very good job. I know that I have a pretty heavy duty filter system, and I think it takes chlorine out, but I'm not sure about the fluoride. And there is natural occurring fluoride in most drinking
That's
water,
true.
But we here in Keene. We don't have to deal with that.
It is natural here in Keene. They don't add
just a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
But unlike Manchester, where they actually pump it in.
Right.
For your teeth, Ian. It's for your teeth.
The dentists really believe that stuff.
A lot of people do.
Yes, the crap that dentists use until you don't eat or drink afterwards for 30 minutes, that's the crap they're putting in people's water.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same stuff that on the side of the toothpaste tube, it says, by the way, if you swallow this, please contact your health professional, because this is poison. They're putting it in your water to drink.
Don't you love the government?
Deliberately lacing the water
this
supply.
This is depressing. I need some lithium.
You can have some wine after the show. Deliberately lacing the water supply with a mind-altering chemical in some zones might seem like something out of a science fiction novel.
Well, it sounds like something out of a prison sentence at the very least.
But the authors of the report...
That can't possibly be legal.
Not yet.
Okay. So good. It probably is illegal for them to put mind-altering substances in the drinking water.
Well, we live in a democracy, so if enough people vote that they want to put lithium in the water...
It'll happen.
It'll happen. Or if enough... if the Gates of the world, who can sway whole governments... to, I don't know, say, vaccine whole populations, I'm going to say that they're going to be, who's this governor who is, Gretchen?
Whitmer. That's the Michigan one, right?
Yeah. I mean, if every one of our governors is like that lady, you better believe we'd be putting lithium in the water pretty soon to combat all of the problems. It's a Band-Aid solution.
First, the government uses the pandemic to create a lot of depression, and then they use the depression as an excuse to feed everyone lithium.
Yeah.
You might be honest.
It makes perfect sense to me.
I don't think there's a conspiracy there to have done that. It seems like a lot of trouble to go through when they could have just started putting lithium in the water and probably no one would have cared because they would have said, oh, well, this is good for you.
Well, someone's going to be selling the lithium, so someone's going to make a lot of money off of this.
Sure. Well, who knows what's going to be in the the vaccines?
Now, is this lithium? Is in this like a lithium ion battery? Is this the same substance?
That's a good question.
I think so.
I would imagine it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you have things like, you know, Soma we talked about from Brave New World, but that's different from the actual pill that is called Soma that is a muscle relaxer. So I just wasn't sure if maybe there's a medicine of lithium that is different from, you know, the mineral.
It's probably in a different form or, you know, delivered in some way that's different, but
okay,
how that is, I don't know. I don't either.
Well, according to this article, some scientists and others believe that this is a good idea worth experimenting.
Isn't lithium mining, doesn't that also entail a lot of slavery?
You mean like blood diamonds?
Yeah.
Could be.
I may be thinking about cobalt.
And completely raping the environment, leaving big holes in the ground?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That's depressing. Get me some lithium. I'm going to keep making that joke all night.
Let's go dig some up after the show. The report states that these findings, which are consistent with the findings in clinical trials, that lithium reduces suicide and related behaviors in people with a mood disorder, suggest that natural occurring lithium in drinking water may have the potential to reduce the risk of suicide and may possibly help in mood stabilization, particularly in populations with relatively high suicide rates and geographical areas with a greater range of lithium concentration in the drinking water.
Everybody believes that they can just solve problems after the fact. Like, oh, well, there's a greater suicide rate. Let's just give everybody lithium, and that'll solve the problem. No.
Or we just, our pandemic has ruined your job. Your business has failed. Let's just bail you out.
Right. You don't solve the problem by covering up the symptom. Right?
You don't treat pneumonia by addressing the cough with cough syrup.
Yeah, exactly. You have to solve the root problem, because you can throw drugs at people all you want. That's just going to cause other problems in the long run or the short run. And if people are unhappy, they're going to be suicidal. So why are they unhappy? That's what needs to be figured out here.
Correct.
And that's what they need to address directly.
I looked into it, by the way. It is both cobalt and lithium mining that involves child labor, modern slavery, and the destruction of people's land and water rights.
Take that, solar panel freaks. You're ruining the environment, and you're enslaving a whole populations.
Electric cars are really, really bad for that, too. I mean, the lithium that people are going to get, produced with child labor and child slavery, so... There's something else for you to be depressed about.
Kurt Cobain wrote a song about that.
I thought there was an entire album called Lithium.
He put a shotgun in his mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's free talk.
Or so they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.